This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden announced a ban on Russian oil and other energy imports on Tuesday in retaliation for the invasion of Ukraine. Poland said it would send its Russian-made MiG-29 fighter jets to a U.S. base in Germany, presumably for Ukrainian pilots to use. In a tweet Tuesday, Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked President Biden for, in his words, striking into the heart of Putin's war machine with the Russian energy ban. Zelensky received a standing ovation from UK lawmakers, whom he addressed in a defiant speech via video. The Ukrainian leader evoked Britain's World War II leader Winston Churchill as he vowed to fight, in his words, till the end, at the sea and the air. He continued, "We will continue fighting for our land, whatever the cost." Biden has been working with allies in Europe who are far more dependent on Russian oil to isolate the Russian president and Russia's economy. The Pentagon says Poland's offer to give its MiG-29 fighter jets to the U.S. so they can be passed to Ukraine raises serious concerns for the NATO alliance. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said in a statement that the prospect of Polish jets departing from a U.S. NATO base in Germany to fly to airspace contested with Russia in the Ukraine war is concerning and not tenable. Kirby said in a statement the U.S. will continue to talk to Poland about the matter. Poland had said it would give all of its Soviet-era MiG-29 fighters for use in Ukraine. In exchange, Poland was seeking used U.S. aircraft for its defense.
That's AP correspondent Norman Hall reporting.